So I'm taking a breather at the Rodney Playground North, which is right at the base of the Williamsburg Bridge. And I'm not going to walk the bridge. I'm not going to go over to Manhattan. I've only, as far as I know, I've only ever known one person named Rodney. And his last name started with a U. He went to the same school as me from third grade through high school. And the alphabetical seating of life had us sitting right next to each other, or he would sit behind me. I never knew him much, though. He was always kind of a mystery to me. And my mother liked to single him out as something of a joke because of the fact that he never did anything in school. No extracurriculars. He never did a single club or sports team or anything. And she thought that was hilarious, that he was such a nothing. And then she thought it was even funnier when in the senior yearbook, or yearbook for our senior year, they misspelled his name. So not only was he a nothing, but they didn't even get his name right. It's a strange thing for a mother to make fun of, but I suppose, but she had her weirdnesses. So, it's been like 5 years, I think, since I heard about this. I get the alumni newsletter for the school. But I usually look at the class notes and the obituaries, and then I throw it out. So I was surprised that maybe 5 years ago, maybe longer, to see that he had died. And even though I barely knew the guy, I felt like I had enough of a connection to him for having sat next to him for, I guess, 10 years, that I reached out to someone that I knew from school. I don't keep up with much of anybody from that high school, but I contacted somebody that I knew, felt comfortable enough asking. Because most of those guys, I mean, I never felt accepted by the other kids, and they called me a faggot all the time, never to my face, and they probably still call me names. I would hope by now that their verbiage has evolved. So when I reach out to an alumni contact, I have to feel like this is not one of those guys, or I'm not going to bother. So this guy was all right. And I contacted him just to see if he knew what the hell happened. The posting in the alumni magazine didn't give any details. And it turns out this dude was at the funeral, and all he heard was it was a heart attack, and that's all he knows. So he doesn't know if there was a pre-existing condition or anything else. And I dig a little deeper into Rodney, what I could find of him. And he'd been living in a trailer park somewhere in Central Florida. It looked like unzoned land. Like I think he set up a trailer just somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. And then I remember how he never did a single extracurricular at school, and I wouldn't know, but I think his grades were probably about average. And I don't know, maybe he was the biggest rebel of us all.